Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Ultimate Day Trading Playbook by Reed Thornton. Publications positions itself as a practical roadmap for newcomers who want to understand what day trading is and how to approach it with structure rather than impulse. The book centers on building a foundation first, core market mechanics, common order types, and how intraday price movement is influenced by liquidity, volatility, and news. From there, it emphasizes risk management as the defining skill that separates survival from blowups, highlighting position sizing, stop placement, and the discipline to protect capital during losing streaks. Another clear theme is mindset. The title signals an intention to train readers to think in probabilities, follow rules, and reduce emotional decision-making under pressure. While the promise of financial independence is an aspirational hook, the framing is playbook-oriented, step-by-step routines, repeatable processes, and habits that can be measured and improved. For readers seeking a beginner-friendly, action-focused introduction to day trading, it aims to bundle basics, risk controls, and psychological readiness into one cohesive starting point. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the day trading landscape and core market mechanics. A central topic is establishing a realistic understanding of how day trading works and what actually moves prices intraday. The book frames markets as an ecosystem of participants, including retail traders, institutions, and algorithms, and encourages readers to focus on observable factors such as volume, volatility, liquidity, and catalysts. This foundation matters because many beginner errors come from trading without knowing when conditions are favorable or dangerous. The playbook approach typically starts with the building blocks: how orders execute, what bid and ask imply about spreads and slippage, and why certain times of day can offer better opportunities while others are more erratic. It also stresses that day trading is not a single strategy, but a set of styles that respond differently to market regimes. By mapping these basics to practical routines, the reader is guided toward making fewer assumptions and more evidence-based decisions. The emphasis on basics is less about memorizing terminology and more about understanding cause and effect, such as how news can expand ranges, how thin liquidity can distort technical levels, and how volatility can increase both profit potential and risk. The goal is to help traders avoid forcing trades and instead align their actions with conditions that support their edge. Secondly, building a rules-based strategy with step-by-step trade planning. Another key theme is transforming trading from a series of guesses into a repeatable process. The book presents the idea of a structured plan that defines what to trade, when to trade, and why a setup is valid before any order is placed. A rules-based strategy generally includes entry criteria, exit criteria, invalidation points, and a clear definition of what constitutes a high-quality opportunity. By pushing step-by-step planning, the playbook style encourages pre-market preparation, watchlist creation, and scenario planning so decisions are not made in a rush during fast moves. It also highlights the importance of consistency in execution. Even a solid setup can fail if the trader changes rules mid-trade or chases late entries. The reader is nudged to focus on process metrics such as adherence to a plan, average risk per trade, and the quality of setups, rather than obsessing over any single outcome. This section is especially relevant for beginners because it introduces the discipline of waiting for confirmation, managing FOMO, and limiting trades to those that match the defined edge. Over time, such a framework makes performance review possible because the trader can pinpoint whether losses come from strategy weakness or from breaking rules. Thirdly, risk management that prioritizes survival and long-term profitability. Risk control is treated as the core skill for staying in the game long enough to develop real competence. The book underscores that most trading failures are not due to a lack of indicators, but due to oversized positions, uncontrolled losses, and emotional averaging down. A practical risk framework includes position sizing based on account size and stop distance, predefined maximum daily loss limits, and the discipline to step aside when conditions are unfavorable. The playbook framing also connects risk management to probability thinking. Since any single trade can lose, the objective becomes managing the distribution of outcomes so that a string of losses does not cause catastrophic damage. Topics in this area commonly include setting realistic risk per trade, understanding the trade-off between tight stops and normal noise, and accounting for execution costs such as spreads and slippage. It also promotes the idea of protecting mental capital by avoiding revenge trading and by using routines that reduce decision fatigue. By emphasizing mitigation over prediction, the book encourages readers to measure risk in dollars and percentages, not in feelings. This approach supports long-term improvement because it creates a stable learning environment where mistakes are small enough to analyze rather than destructive enough to end the journey. Fourthly, Cultivating a resilient trading mindset and emotional discipline, day trading places psychological pressure on the trader because feedback is immediate, uncertainty is constant, and losses can feel personal. The book addresses this by treating mindset as a trainable component of performance, not a vague motivational concept. It focuses on developing emotional regulation, patience, and the ability to follow rules when the market moves quickly. A resilient mindset starts with accepting that losing trades are part of the business and that consistency comes from executing a plan, not from being right every time. The playbook perspective encourages routines that reduce impulsivity, such as pre-trade checklists, post-trade reviews, and scheduled breaks to reset after intense sessions. It also highlights common psychological traps, chasing missed moves, doubling down to recover, and overtrading when bored. Another aspect is expectation management. By aligning goals with the realities of probability and variance, traders can avoid the frustration that leads to reckless behavior. The book's mindset angle also ties into identity and habits, pushing readers to act like risk managers and process-driven operators. When combined with a structured strategy and defined risk limits, the mental component becomes a practical advantage, helping traders stay consistent during drawdowns and calm during winning streaks. Lastly, from practice to performance, routines, journaling, and sustainable growth, a final important topic is how to progress from beginner experimentation to repeatable performance through deliberate practice. The book emphasizes that learning day trading is not just acquiring knowledge, but building competence through review, feedback, and incremental refinement. Journaling is a major tool in this process because it turns trades into data. By tracking setup type, entry quality, risk size, exit behavior, and emotional state, traders can identify patterns such as taking low-quality trades after a loss or cutting winners too quickly. The playbook approach also promotes structured routines, pre-market preparation to plan scenarios, in-session discipline to execute only approved setups, and post-market review to evaluate adherence and outcomes. This creates a feedback loop that supports continuous improvement. The topic also covers sustainability, including avoiding burnout, limiting screen time when appropriate, and recognizing when market conditions do not fit the trader's strategy. Rather than framing financial independence as a quick result, the book ties progress to consistency and risk-managed compounding. By focusing on process, the reader is guided toward building skills that can withstand different market environments and reduce reliance on luck. The overall message is that durable results come from repeatable behaviors and honest self-assessment over many trades. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring day traders who want a structured introduction that balances opportunity with caution, beginners who feel overwhelmed by charts, terminology, and conflicting online advice can benefit from a playbook-style path that emphasizes foundations, planning, and risk control before chasing aggressive goals. It can also help intermediate traders who have experienced inconsistency, overtrading, or emotional decision-making and need clearer rules and routines. The primary life benefit is practical. By learning to manage risk, think in probabilities, and build repeatable habits, readers can reduce costly mistakes and develop a more disciplined relationship with money and uncertainty. Even if a reader ultimately decides day trading is not for them, the focus on process, self-review, and risk awareness can translate into better decision-making in investing and personal finance. Compared with similar trading books that lean heavily on theory or on hype, the value here is the integrated emphasis on basics, mitigation of downside, and mindset as a performance skill. A step-by-step orientation can make implementation easier, turning broad concepts into daily behaviors. For readers seeking an actionable starting point rather than scattered tips, it is worth buying as a consolidated guide to building a sustainable trading approach. If you would like to support Reed Thornton Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.